Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. You reached the fraud department. May I have your first and last name?
Nanette Shabazz.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, and how may I assist you today?
I have no idea what this $7.95, well, he told me what it was for. I didn't order it, and nobody in my household did because it's only my husband, myself, and the cat. And unless the cat's learned how to order things, I don't know what this is, and I have the card in front of me.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I can assist you if you did not place the order. The last agent probably already explained it, but on June the 13th, someone did a contest entry for a KitchenAid mixer. The entry ticket to have the customer's name in the drawing for the mixer is $7.95, and they're also enrolled in a membership. It's for $56.95, and that gives them a store credit to an online store. Does any of that sound familiar?
Nope.
Okay. Well, since you do not recall creating this account, I can file it as a fraudulent claim. Now, before that, I do have to let you know that every case of fraud is forwarded for a pending investigation and that any false claim can result in a penalty. And as long as you're sure you didn't enter the contest entry, I can file this as a fraudulent claim and refund your account. Would you like for me to proceed with that?
Yes, please.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and process a refund for the $56.95 and $7.95. The refunds will take 3 to 5 business days to go back into your account, and we'll send you out a confirmation email.
Okay, and where are you going to send that?
The email address we have is ncshahnaz@yahoo.com.
Hold it. NAZ? That's not my email address.
Well, that is the email address that was listed on this account. If the email address is correct, if it's incorrect, I'll just have to give you a confirmation number.
It's incorrect. So obviously, I did not order this.
Okay, so I'll give you the confirmation number instead.
Okay.
Okay, that number is C as in Charlie. 260.
Hold it. Start again.
C as in Charlie.
Okay.
260.
Uh huh.
663.
Mm-hmm.
743.
Okay. And what happens if this thing shows up? What do I do with it? Send it back?
Okay, well, it wasn't a physical item. It was like a disc. It was like a gift card to an online store, so nothing's being mailed to you.
Okay, so. Oh, okay. So nothing is actually going to be shipped to me.
No, ma'am.
So the $7.95 and the $56.95 are going to be refunded.
Yes.
And I'm not going to receive anything in the mail because the other guy or. Shipping, because the other guy told me something was being shipped.
No, ma'am. Nothing on this account is being physically delivered.
Okay. This is kind of weird. Okay. So, and if I don't get the refund within 3 to 5 business days, I just call this number back and give the number C260663743.
Yes, ma'am, you can give us a call back if you do not receive your refund within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, not a problem.
Okay, but is there anything else I could assist you with?
That was it. Thank you.
And thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.